Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chun Daf Mem Hei Chun 45. And today's Daf Yomi, we first go back a little bit to the bottom of 44b. And the bottom of 44b, Rav Chisda taught, Ezehu Talmud Chacham, what is the definition of a Torah scholar? Ze'aroet Treifel Atzmo. This is a person who he's looking at his own animal and he sees that there's a concern whether or not this animal is a treifa, is disqualified, and he could really rule leniently and say it's permitted, and nevertheless he's strict upon himself because he sees that their most likely scenario is that this is prohibited, and he doesn't go easy on his own money under these circumstances. So he's not being overly strict, but he's not indulging himself to follow leniency when it's really not appropriate. That's the definition of a Torah scholar. And comes along Rav Chisda and says another thing. He says, Ezehu, what is the definition of a person who fulfills the verse from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27, which states, Sona matanos yachya, that one who hates gifts shall live. Zaroa treifu atzmo, says Rav Chisda, this is somebody who is going to be honest about the fact that he sees a treifa in one of his animals, and he's going to disqualify his animal, because this is obviously somebody who is not seeking the money of others, or he's not seeking handouts, and he's not running down gifts, because he's very honest when it comes to money, and he has integrity. So Darsh Marzutra Mishmeid Rav Chisda. So following up along Rav Chisda's teachings, Rav Marzutra taught in the name of Rav Chisda, Kol mi shekore v'shonev roeh treifel atzmo, whoever is a person who studies Torah and Talmud, and he sees and he's strict upon himself about a doubt about whether or not something is a treifa, v'shimesh talmidei chachamim, and he attends to the needs of Torah scholars to follow them along in order to learn from them how they rule under different circumstances about such a person. Alava Kosav Omer, about such a person, says Marzutra, that we cite the verse from Psalms 128:2, Yegia Kapecha Kitochel Ashrecha V'Tovlach, that a person will, the work of his hands he will eat, and it'll be fortune, it'll be good for you, because since he doesn't desire the money so much, and he's able to determine when this animal is treifa, for sure he's not going to desire the money of others and to steal their money and to rob from it, but he's going to just want to eat the work of his own hard work. And therefore, about such a person, it says, Ashrecha v'tovach, fortunate for you, and it'll be good for you. And Rav Zvid says, Zocha v'nochal shnei olamos, he's going to merit two worlds. Ha'olam hazeh, olam haba, he's going to merit this world and the world to come. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, this world he's going to merit because he's going to eat the fruits of his work. And tovach olam haba, because he's going to have a good portion of the world to come, because he's not stealing. Indeed, Rabbi Elazar says, the Gemara says, we'll show you a story about this. Rabbi Elazar, ki have a mishnah, when Rabbi Elazar, when they sent gifts from the house of the Nasi, from the president's office, they sent gifts to Rabbi Elazar, lo shakil, he refused to take it. When they would invite him, lo azil, he also refused to take it. And he said to the Nasi, he said to the president to explain why he wasn't taking it, he said, lo ka bay mar de'eche, dechsev v'sona matanas yechia. He says, do you not want me to live? Because it says in the verse, one who hates gifts will live. And so therefore, I don't want to accept any gifts because I want to live. And so therefore, he refused to accept the gifts. However, Rabbi Zera ki mishadju le lo shakel, when they would send him gifts, he wouldn't take these gifts. However, ki have mizamnin le, but when they invited him to the meal, azil, he would go to the meal. And the Gemara on the top of our daf explains why would he go to the meal. He says, Isyakure hu de misyakrubi. He says, are they honoring me? It's an honor for them that I show up at the meal. Since it's such a honor that they are giving to themselves, and so therefore, since they are giving this honor to themselves, it's not going to be considered a special gift. Indeed, Rashi says, "Nechabden heim b'masha ani soed etzlam." I am giving honor to them. V'hana samhi, it is their benefit, and so therefore, under this position, Rabbi Zera says this is not a matana, and therefore, that's why I'm able to go there. It's not such a gift. The Rambam discusses this idea in in Laws of Zechiyu Matana, chapter 12, law 17, and the Rambam writes that the tzaddikim agamurim, that the completely righteous people and the men of action, those such people never accepted a gift from any person, but rather, instead of accepting gifts, botchim b'Hashem, botchim b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they relied upon God, and they did not rely upon Nedivim. They didn't rely upon gifts from wealthy people, as it states, says the Rambam, sonim atanoch siyachia. But from the words of the Rambam in this context, it's implied, and the way the commentaries understand it, is that he's not saying that this is the literal law of how a person must act, but rather he's saying that this is the manner of the righteous people, the tzaddikim gemurim, and this is the appropriate way to act, but it's not the actual letter of the law. And indeed, the Magen Mishnah writes that the reason for this action is because every person should really be relying upon Hashem Yisbarach, and each person shouldn't be seeking extra things. If a person should be satisfied with what Hashem is giving us, and you shouldn't be like somebody who's rushing around to just get a little bit extra here, a little bit extra there. And so therefore, this is the idea that if a person is gift hungry, it means that you're not satisfied with your lot. And so for this reason, the Magen Mishnah says that that's why the Rambam is writing that Anshei Maisa will not accept a gift from any person, because this is the proper spiritual way to act, that you're not seeking these gifts.